The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, Franklin Communications, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kvitko. Call 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Thank you for joining me here today. Our show is also known as Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry, but We're Too Numb to Ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. I want to thank you for joining me here today. I think we're going to have a great show. Oh, we're going to talk a little bit about some things in the news, and we're going to do some Teeth Across America interviews. What that is a series of interviews that I do whenever I travel. And I invite people to come and tell me their story, their dental story, people that are willing to talk. And I think it's pretty interesting. And coming up on a future show in the next couple weeks ought to be some interviews I did while I was in England, Scotland, and Wales. Those will be fun. I think I'm looking forward to hearing those. But let me start off by talking about, there's this story in the news about a woman out in California in Orange County. Her name is Deborah Kessler. She's facing serious charges for what the 45-year-old allegedly did while working at the office of Dr. Todd Engel, a Ladera Ranch dentist. As insurance reimbursements came into the office, I guess she would forge the dentist's name and make the checks payable to herself. That's according to the Orange County Sheriff's Department spokesman Jim Amarmino. So she's accused of stealing tens of thousands of dollars while working there. And she said that she may have thus embezzled from several victims. She's accused of spending the money so quickly on boats and RVs and vacations that there may not be any money to recover. Now, they suspected that she may have deposited over $100,000 into her account over a three-year period. And, boy, I'll tell you what, it's really weird, but the doctor was actually unaware of the missing money at the time. And according to Amarmino, he thinks she got away with it so long because she happened to be close personal friends with the dentist and his wife. Now, the investigator said that she continued in her job after the doctor sold his business to another dentist. She sold the business to Dr. John Taylor, but he noticed something wasn't right. When Dr. Taylor looked at the books, he felt like there were a lot of checks missing. The Orange County Sheriff's Department had been investigating since May, and they've uncovered more about her, such as the fact that she has prior arrests for exactly the same thing, forgery and stealing checks from a dental office. According to the Ladera Ranch dentist, actually a resident there, Kimberly Kelsey, she said she's glad they put a stop to her because it should be a lesson for other doctors and dentists to keep an eye on their business. Authorities are concerned that there may be other potential victims. Kessler has also worked for dentists in Pomona and Irvine, where she stopped showing up for work after only 3 weeks. Authorities say that when they arrested Kessler at her home in Canyon Lake, she was on the phone trying to get a job at another dental office in San Clemente. Can you imagine? Anyway, it's a really strange thing that these days that we have to worry about that so much. You know, regular theft, identity theft, all this stuff. It's just a strange, strange world, I guess, that we live in. And, you know, it seems to me it's hard enough to cash your own check, let alone going in and cashing somebody else's. I mean, some banks want your thumbprint, and we've got all these things at the dental office as far as privacy laws and HIPAA, and, oh, man, there's just so much. I'd like to think that there's going to come a day when a baby is born, he or she will be assigned a Social Security number, which will also be their cell phone number, and it won't matter that anybody else knows it because you wouldn't be able to use it anyway. Maybe it'll be tied to your fingerprint. Maybe it'll be tied to a retina scan or something. But it sure would be nice if it were something that we just didn't have to worry about anymore. You know, you might remember that on a previous show, we talked about this. There was another case of actually an office manager went to prison for embezzling from her dentist. And then there was another case a few shows back where this dentist was killed. I believe the office manager had indicated to some young men that she knew, some teenagers, that this dentist had, $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $10,000 somehow around, and they went to steal it, and I guess it went wrong, and they shot him. So it's just kind of scary, and you just wish that people would do the right thing, and that we wouldn't have to worry so much, but at least right now, it seems like we do. So, well, hopefully nothing will happen like that here in Central Ohio. Okay, now, well, I think it's probably time to get on to our Teeth Across America series of interviews, and this one is with a young man from South Carolina. So let's listen in. All right, so we are in Woodruff, South Carolina, and I met this young man, and your name is what?
Brian Padilla.
Brian Padilla? Okay. And Padilla, what nationality is that?
It's Colombian.
Colombian, all right. Were you born in Colombia?
No, sir. I was born in New Jersey, and then we moved to South Carolina.
You're a Jersey boy?
Yes, sir.
Brian Padilla is a Jersey boy. That's interesting. Okay. So your dad was born in Colombia and your mom, or what?
My dad was born in Colombia. My mom was born in Guatemala.
Guatemala? How did they meet? Because
met in New Jersey.
Oh.
Yeah, they lived in the same apartment complex.
Oh, I see. Okay. Because I know I'm kind of geographically challenged, but Colombia is like the northwest corner of South America, and mm-hmm. Guatemala is just south of Mexico.
Yes, right under Mexico.
But they met in New Jersey.
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's neat. That's actually neat. So, you know that we're talking about, we have a dental show. It's called Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and you're willing to answer some questions, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, because I have this thing called Teeth Across America series, and we're across America, and you have teeth.
Yeah.
Last I checked. Okay, so what do you do? What do you do, Brian?
I'm a college student at Limestone.
A college student? And what are you majoring in?
Mathematics.
Math, wow. So what do you want to do with your math when you graduate?
I really want to teach. I'm not sure if I want to teach college yet or high school. Like, I'm going to get my PhD.
A PhD much. In math?
Yes, sir.
Wow, that's pretty, you have to be pretty smart to do that.
I think I am.
You think you are? Good. Okay. So a PhD in math. And, okay, so let's talk about some dental questions. How old were you, do you think, when your parents first took you to a dentist?
It's probably 2-3 years old.
2 or 3 years. And what are your memories of going to the dentist when you were little?
Little, a lot of the waiting room, playing with the little magazines, and then going into the dentist, seeing all the knives and stuff. That's
what knives and stuff. Yeah. They had
like
knives?
The pokers and
the pokers? The pokers? What pokers?
Like the where you check the cat for cavities and stuff. That's just like all sharp things around my mouth. It was not.
Was not fun?
Not fun.
It scared you, huh?
Yes.
Did they let you pick out a toy or give a prize after your visit?
Not really. Like a little bag of toothpaste, toothbrush, the little common things.
Okay, and this was in New Jersey?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so how old were you before you moved to, or when you moved to South Carolina?
I was probably 9-10 years old when we moved to South Carolina.
Okay, 9 or 10, and you're about 23 now?
21.
21, you look, okay, 21. All right, So that means you went to the dentist for the first time in New Jersey, and mm-hmm. you went there for several years, maybe 7 years in New Jersey. Did you find any difference between New Jersey and South Carolina when you got to a dentist down there?
I felt that the dentist in South Carolina was more homey.
Okay.
Kind of, sort of. Like, I guess it was the southern thing they do.
Southern hospitality?
Yeah.
You felt that they were kinder, gentler?
Yeah.
Okay.
But still, I'm still scared of the dentist.
Are you still scared today?
Not really today. More like I have to get numbed.
Okay.
Before they worked on me.
You mean for like a cleaning or just for fillings?
For cleaning.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you get numb for everything.
Yeah.
Okay. And we do that at the office. A lot of people are like that. I don't consider that an issue. It's the most important thing is that you're comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Now, did you have braces as a child?
No. But my parents, like, we really didn't. Like, see the need for me to get braces until my sister got braces.
Oh, so your sister got them first?
Yeah.
Then they looked back at you and said, why didn't we get Brian braces?
Yeah, and I'm the oldest one.
And you're the oldest?
Yeah.
How many kids in the family?
It's just me and my sister.
Okay. So you're the oldest. Now you've had braces. How long?
I haven't had braces.
Oh, you just managed to get along without them?
Yeah.
Okay, well, they're pretty straight.
That's great. I just have a little indent on the bottom, but that's mm-hmm. about it.
Okay. Well, that's good. So have you been pretty cavity free, or have you
No, I remember having my first cavity about when I was 9.
Wow, okay. And that was in New Jersey. So your first experience was
in New Jersey,
a New Jersey dentist. And then what took your family from New Jersey to South Carolina?
My dad's company moved, shut down in New Jersey.
Okay.
And he was one of the selected few that got transferred to South Carolina.
So what was he doing in New Jersey?
He was a mill worker, not a textile mill, but it's more like a food supply company.
Food supply.
So he would have made, he worked on the machines that didn't work and stuff like that.
So he kept the machines for the production line up and running?
Running, yes, sir.
Okay. That's a little bit like my father-in-law was a hydraulic repairman. He worked at Ford, and he was responsible for making sure those big stamping presses and all of that stuff was working, which means he had to work when the place was shut down on holidays and stuff. Mm-hmm. Did your dad have to work the holidays?
Actually, he mainly stayed there. That was his full-time job. But yeah, he worked mainly when the company was closed. Not on holidays. I don't think he worked holidays.
Okay. And so he's doing the same thing here in South Carolina?
He was, until he decided that he wanted to do something better and opened up his own restaurant.
So he opened a restaurant?
Yeah.
Cool. What's it called?
The first one we opened was called Marjorie's, which is named after my little sister.
Your sister's name is Marjorie? Yeah. Does that mean he has a Brian's?
No.
There's no Brian?
Unfortunately, no.
Just Marjorie.
Just Marjorie's.
Huh. Boy, she got braces and a restaurant named after her.
Yeah. Well, it was funny because they asked. They asked me, because I was the oldest, what do you want to name the restaurant?
Oh, okay.
And I said, name it after Marjorie.
Okay.
That's a unique name.
How old were you when they asked you that?
11. 11. We opened, it's been open for about 10 years now.
Well, that's pretty grown up of you to say name it after my little sister. Mm-hmm. That's neat. And you said they opened up the first one. You have more than one?
We have, actually, my dad has a partnership in two other ones.
Okay.
But we own, the two other ones. One of them he works at all the time.
Okay.
And they're called Senor Garcia's.
Senor Garcia's.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're ever in, tell me the name of the town we're in again.
If you're ever in Clinton, South Carolina, you should stop by Senor Garcia's or Lawrence, South Carolina.
Okay. Clinton and Lawrence.
And if you're in Union, you should stop by Marjorie's.
Okay. That's neat. All right. So your dad and your mom, you were telling me they met in New Jersey. And did they have similar feelings about dental care? Did they have great dental care as kids themselves?
Not really. Like the same indent I have on my teeth, my dad had. Like all his whole family has the same.
It's a little crooked?
Yeah.
It's not terrible though, but it's just a little crooked.
And not really. My mom has better teeth. It goes like my sister, since she had braces, then my mom, and then me and my dad.
Oh, okay. Okay. So, but your mom and dad made sure you went to the dentist on a regular basis from the time you were two or three,
mm-hmm.
and your sister, too. That's good. But you're still afraid. So, what do you think it would take to make you no longer afraid of the dentist?
I don't know. Probably not. I mean, I can't see the tools, right?
Okay,
like
so
when I first walk in,
keep the tools hidden.
Yeah,
all right.
Because that, I mean, I don't know why. It's just sharp things in my mouth don't go well.
Okay, because we have dental students and dentists that listen to the show, so hopefully they're paying attention. So keep the sharp, picky, pokey things out of plain sight, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and what else?
Pretty much like have it like a homestead, more like, I'm not going to a dentist. I'm going to see somebody to work on my teeth.
Okay.
Because you hear the word dentist and it's, ooh.
So less like a clinic and more like a family, somebody's living room?
Yeah.
Okay. So homey. So fireplace maybe in the reception room.
Well, I mean, not that
nice
far,
chairs.
But a little homey.
Okay. Basically be nicer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about laughing gas? Did you have that in New Jersey?
I've never had laughing gas before.
Really?
They just always numb me and... Well, I did have... Is laughing gas... Does that put you to sleep?
No, it doesn't put you to sleep. It kind of relaxes you.
Yeah, I've never had laughing gas. I've been put to sleep and...
For what? Your wisdom teeth?
Yes.
Okay, that was general anesthesia. They use ethrane as a gas. There's a general anesthesia gas that can knock you out, but laughing gas doesn't knock you out.
I've never had laughing gas before.
Okay.
Just the numbing and, I guess, the anesthesia.
Well, if you're that afraid, you might want to ask your dentist here in South Carolina if they have it available. Maybe they have it and you didn't even realize it.
Yeah, I may do that.
Okay. All right. Now, what about questions that you might have for a dentist that you're not getting charged by? Well, here's your chance to ask some dental questions and you won't get a bill at the end of the visit.
What's the most common procedure besides cavities that is done?
The most common procedure besides fillings? Besides placing fillings? That's actually a really good one. I'm going to say, besides cleanings, which is probably the most common. But as far as dental procedures, next in line would maybe be crowns. You know, putting a cap, a full size, a cap over a tooth that's had a large filling or been filled and refilled. Let me think. After that might be extractions, or maybe extractions is before crowns. Mm-hmm. You know, because a lot of people say, well, just pull it, which they shouldn't say, but they do. They'll say, just pull it. So, hey, you know what? If you can hang on just a second, I've got a couple more questions for you, but it is time for us to go to a break. So, okay. If you don't mind, you want to hang on a second?
No, not at all.
Okay, well, hang on a second. You're listening to Dentally Speaking here on Sunny 95 with Dr. Kvitko. Stay tuned. I have some more questions for Brian Padilla, and we'll be right back after the break.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show. Dr. Kvitko, let's go!
Yeah! Canton City Chinese Restaurant is an established, family-owned and operated Chinese restaurant. You can come and sit down and enjoy the relaxed atmosphere of the Canton City, or if you're on the go or need lunch for your office or dinner for home, call us at 614-261-0262 to order takeout. We have a variety of Cantonese, Hunan, and Sichuan cuisine. You will love the price and be astonished how generous the portions are. Come visit us in our fantastic location at 4330 North High Street, located just south of Henderson in Clintonville. We are open 7 days a week. If you cannot pick from our extensive menu, we would suggest you start with our General Tso chicken. It is the best in the city. When you are craving Chinese food and have tried all the rest, come and order from the best, Canton City Chinese Restaurant in Clintonville. Call us at 614-261-0262 or stop by and see us at 4330 North High Street.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Are your teeth worn down or have crack lines in them? Have years of drinking coffee and tea or smoking darkened your teeth? Do you feel that you look older than your age? Do you remember when your teeth were an asset? When your smile would light up the room? With porcelain veneers, we can make your teeth sparkle again. Stop in and see our vast library of actual before and after photos, or see a small sampling of them at drkvitko.com. Plus, our available low monthly payments make them affordable. So what are you waiting for? You know you're worth it. Pick up the phone and call us at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. It's a call that is guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Thank you for joining me. We're doing some Teeth Across America interviews today. I want to remind folks that these podcasts are available at dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes. Go to iTunes and search Dentally Speaking or Dr. Kvitko. Also, if you want to listen to the shows live when you're not in Central Ohio or you're out of earshot of Sunny 95, you can do so by going to www.sunny95.com. That's the word sunny and the number 95. Just click on Listen Live, and you can listen to the show from wherever you are. All right, well, let's go back to the Teeth Across America interviews with, this case, Brian Padilla. Okay. So, thank you for staying with me. Thanks for hanging in here, because I wanted to get some more questions answered. And if you might remember, we're talking to Brian Padilla, and he's in South Carolina. His mom and dad own three restaurants, and one is called Marjorie's, and the other two are called Senior Garcia's.
Yes, sir.
And you are first-generation American, so you were born in the U.S.
I was.
That means your sister was, too?
Yes, sir.
Unless she was born on a vacation to Mexico or something.
No. She was born in the U.S.
And so you were asking me the most common procedures after fillings, and we decided it was either extractions or crowns. And any other questions that you have, you know, you were just kind of wondering about dental care in general.
It may have been different for my sister, but what's the common length for braces? Because she had hers on for 4 years.
What's the common length?
Like the time span.
Well, I would say an average is 2 years, although it depends on each individual case. Mm-hmm. It depends on how crooked the teeth are, how much growth the person is experiencing at the time. Also, You can have your braces done and have your teeth look like they're straight and have a late growth spurt of either the upper jaw or the lower jaw and have it get all out of whack. I actually have a patient right now with that we're dealing with, where he had his braces and everything was fine, and I think they even took him off. And then, lo and behold, he grew a little bit, and his lower jaw is now bigger than his lower jaw, so his upper teeth are inside the lower teeth, which is backwards. But I would say 2 years, maybe 2 to 3 would be average.
Okay.
Now, have you ever wondered how teeth move through bone? How do we even straighten teeth?
I've wondered that. Yeah, I mainly thought it was like by pulling the teeth apart and making them straight.
By pulling the teeth apart and making them straight?
Yeah.
Well, you're a mathematician, so maybe you can develop a mathematical formula to describe it once you get your PhD. But it's interesting because you actually think about it. You're moving a tooth, which is solid, through something that is solid, which is bone. And the way it's done is when you put pressure on a tooth, the bone cells on the side of the tooth that you're pushing on are resorbed. Cells called osteoclasts are stimulated to grow, and they eat bone cells. The side of the tooth that you're pulling, you know, the tension side, that stimulates cells called osteoblasts, and they grow bone. So essentially, one layer of bone is killed on one side, and the other layer of bone is laid down on the other side, and slowly your tooth moves through the bone.
Oh.
It's almost magical when you think about moving something solid through a solid.
Yeah, that is pretty cool.
Hadn't really thought about it, huh?
No, not at all. I was just thinking, like, since it's mainly wire, they, like, tie it in and loosen and make it. That's how they move it.
Right, the elastics, the wires and all that, but the actual physical or actually histological way, cell by cell, is with osteoblasts and osteoclasts in the reverse order, of course.
Yeah.
All right. So, well, hey, it was really nice of you to take the time out of your day to speak with me.
No problem.
And wish you luck in your studies. And when you become a PhD in mathematics, you said you want to teach. What else would you do if you didn't teach it?
If I wouldn't teach, I would probably do research.
Research.
Lots of research, yeah.
See, to me, that just blows my mind that you can actually do research in math. What do researchers look for in math?
I'm guessing it pretty much be like I'm solving the equations for the other people.
Now, I realize that, I mean, I have other people. I know there's a lot of math research going on. The most notable thing you hear in the news media would be when somebody discovers a new prime number. That seems to be the only time mathematicians are in the
news. There's a my teachers talked about it. There's a computer they have somewhere in, I think it's Texas, that computes numbers all day. And there's people just standing there waiting for a new number to come out.
A new prime number?
Yes, sir.
And prime numbers are very important. Do you know why?
It's the basis. There's certain, like, on certain ones, it's the basis of equations. Like, you need a prime number to finish an equation.
To finish an equation?
Yes.
Okay, I know that it's important in security, things that don't repeat themselves or can't be divisible. Certain codes all require a prime number. It makes you wonder why you can't just use the same prime number over and over again.
But yeah.
I guess that's why they do research, right? Because they're smarter than I am. All right, Brian. Well, thank you so much again. You go out and have a great day. Make sure you brush and floss, okay?
I will. Thank you.
Okay, and enjoy your beautiful smile.
I will.
Okay, bye-bye now.
Bye.
Estás escuchando Dental Speaking con Dr. Kawiko aquí en su estación favorita, Sandy 95.
All right. Well, I came to the office today, and it struck me that I don't talk a lot about my office. And I have mentioned that we have this generator at the office. And what that means to me is safety, peace of mind, knowing that in the event that the power goes out in the middle of your extraction, in the middle of your root canal, or the middle of your filling, you're not going to have to worry about a power outage. That means we would have to stop in the middle, maybe stop in the middle of an extraction, or put a temporary filling in, or stop in the middle of a root canal. And I want you to hear this sound, okay? Listen to this. Hang on just a sec. Let me open the back door. All right, do you hear that? When you come back in the office so we can hear, that's the sound of my generator. And my generator comes on all by itself when the power goes out. So within about 6 seconds, actually one of my patients told me they thought it felt more like 4, within about 6 seconds, the power is back on, fully functional, all treatment rooms, air conditioning, lights, computers, it's as though the power isn't out. Now the generator is run on natural gas, which means we never run out of fuel. Don't have to wait for a fuel delivery. And I just think it's a great service. It's not free. I have to have it serviced every year. It's like a car. You have to have the oil change. You have to change the battery every so often. And what you're hearing there's no power outage right now. What you're hearing is every Wednesday, for 30 minutes, the computer-controlled generator turns itself on. They call it exercising. It runs for about 20, 30 minutes to make sure that when we need it, it's there. In fact, there you go. You hear it again a little bit because somebody just came in the back door. Yep, there we go. Okay. Hey, you're late. All right. So, anyway, I just thought it was an interesting thing. And when I pulled up and the generator was on, thought I'd go ahead and kind of let folks know. So, if you are, give it some thought. If you're one of those people that likes to be prepared, doesn't want to be inconvenienced, wants to have the peace of mind of knowing that when you start a dental appointment, it's going to be able to be completed regardless of what the weather is doing, then you might want to come to us. Our office number is 262-9588. We're located at 4308 North High Street in Clintonville. That's just by Henderson and North High.
Hi, I'm Ted Williams, and whenever I can, I listen to Dentally Speaking with my dentist, Dr. Kvitko.
Experience, artistry, creativity. There are still professions where these words mean something. Studio B Hair Design still believe that practice does make perfect. Whether it's a precision cut, custom color, or something uniquely your own, Studio B can help you find just the right look, all in a comfortable, relaxing atmosphere right in the heart of Clintonville. Let Studio B Hair Design give you the best professional hair care at the best price. And should you need a quick gift idea, why not give a Studio B gift certificate for a birthday, anniversary, or subtle way of telling that special someone your hair needs help? So when looking for a fresh approach to your hair, do what lots of people do in Central Ohio. Trust experience. Trust the professionals at Studio B Hair Design. Studio B Hair Design, 21 Brighton Road, just off High Street in Clintonville. Call for your appointment now, 614-263-8661. 263-8661.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Are you an adult with teeth that are crooked? Maybe you had braces as a kid, but you didn't wear your retainer as often as you should have? Or maybe your parents weren't able to offer you braces as a child. Well, take heart. Now you can have straight teeth in 6 months. That's right. Using clear brackets and tooth-colored wires, we can straighten your teeth before it's even time for your next cleaning. So, if you have a high school reunion, a graduation party, or even a wedding in your future, why not let us straighten, then whiten your teeth? Interested? Call us to schedule a no-charge 6-month smiles consultation at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates.
Alright, well, welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. It looks like we are almost out of time. Looks like we have about a minute left. So, I want to remind everybody to brush and floss. You know, make sure you go to your dentist every 6 months, more often if you need it. Lots of people need it more often. And if you do need it more often, if your dentist recommends that, please take it to heart. Don't worry about the fact that your insurance company doesn't cover the third time. It's not that big of a deal. It's more important to get your mouth healthy and keep it that way. You'll save money in the long run. Well, your insurance company is there to help you out. Maybe think of it as a discount on the care. But when it comes to actually, you know, caring about your health, really you're the only one that does that. The insurance company really doesn't. They're just there to provide a little bit of extra financial support. So anyway, all right. Well, I hope you enjoyed the show. Please tune in next week, Sunday morning at 8:30, and every Sunday morning at 8:30 here on Sunny 95. Go out and have a great day, have a great week, and we'll see you back here. Goodbye.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full half-hour episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kvitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.